All right. Well, we are back here in Skagway. This is Mayor Cremato with Cody Jennings as usual. We have a quick public service announcement update for everyone. Cody, do you know why they call it the novel coronavirus?
I do not.
It's a long story. So we're going to move right along here with our update. Cody, can you give us an update?
Well, I think everybody's sort of aware of what's going on around town here about our shelter in place, and they've heard the state directives as well as the national directives. So I think everybody's getting sort of prepared for a little bit longer time in the self-isolation. So I think it's really important that we just have a quick talk about how we can support each other and support our local businesses and just be kind to one another. Have you been out doing any local shopping or getting any dinners to go or gift certificates, Andrew?
We have. We got some Brewco last night and they dropped it off for us right in the car. So it was really, really awesome.
Perfect. Well, I've been, didn't get over there yet today, but I'm going to head over to Glacial Coffee House now and get some coffee and maybe some lunch. So please do get out and support local businesses. There's a lot of places that deliver right now. They're offering curbside service or even gift certificates to help them out during this challenging time. As far as helping and supporting your neighbors, make sure you check in on them, give them a call, maybe do a FaceTime or something like that. I think it's really important to reach out and just let everyone know. If there's anything I can do for any of you, don't hesitate to call me. If you're looking for something a little bit more, if you're struggling with anxiety or other challenges, you can always reach out to our local clinic and speak with John Hischer, and the number there is 983-2255, or you can contact a national crisis counselor by texting HOME home to 741-741. So there are some really great resources out there for us as a community, and make sure that you're kind to everyone. Thank you.
Speaking of the clinic, Cody, you know what I was thinking of doing?
What's that?
I was thinking that perhaps every week here this month, as long as this is going on, it's a good opportunity to show some appreciation for those that are working hard for us so that we can get medical care, so that we can go to the grocery store, so that we can get to-go food, because they're kind of on the front lines, right? And they're the ones putting their health at risk so that we can maintain good health. So I was thinking maybe tomorrow night, starting Tuesday, and maybe make this a regular Tuesday thing, but tomorrow night, Tuesday, if everyone in the town wanted to put either a sign in the window or a candle, if you don't feel like making a sign, just show support for our hardworking Dahl Memorial Clinic staff for all of the really hard work they're doing and making sure that we're in good health, whether it be John Hischer or any of the rest of the crew there, making sure that our brains are healthy or our bodies are healthy. I think that'd be a really nice thing to do to show our appreciation. I'll probably put a candle in the window because I'm not real good at making signs, but you never know. Could have some time on my hands later today since it's Seward's Day and there's not a lot of government stuff going on. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, and I'm going to get home and get my family working on some signs and maybe a candle. Maybe we'll put different things in all the windows. Just start getting everything ready to start. Maybe people start driving around town checking out all the windows instead of like at Christmas when you look at all the Christmas lights. Maybe people will be running around looking at everybody's window dressing. So yeah, I'll participate.
Cody, that's what I like about you. You are an overachiever. All right, everybody, have a good day. Be nice to one another. We'll talk to you again in a couple of days.